Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
You and I talked a while back about wild hogs, and I saw something on your Facebook page. It was extraordinary. Mm-hmm. It's about a guy who had phenomenal luck with a trap here in Hunt County.
Yes, and it's an amazing trap. He put a lot of time and energy into that trap.
He built that?
It's either he built it or put a lot of money into it. Okay. It's a nice one.
Yeah, and caught 21 wild hogs in one evening and then 28 the next evening.
Yes, it's impressive. Yeah, the picture is impressive itself. It if you get a chance, go by and look at it.
It definitely was. We're not quite sure the precise location of that.
Right, but somewhere in the county. And so you know they're around here. Most of us have seen them one time or another.
Yeah, but that does tell you how many there are out there.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, that was quite a little item on your Facebook page. So several things coming up with AgriLife, and we'll kind of take these more or less in the order of where they fall on the calendar. But there's an event coming up on Friday, April 5th at the Extension office in downtown Greenville, Pollinators and Building Pollinator Habits.
Yes, this is a partnership with NRCS and USDA. This is a program that's being put on to help people understand how they can build a natural habitat or a man-made habitat for enhancing bees, whether it be with flowers. So it helps educate individuals on what they can do in their own homes to provide a place for pollinators to live.
Uh-huh. Pollinators, of course, the first thing you think of are bees, but also, now some of these are more desirable than others. Butterflies, very desirable. Hummingbirds, but also moths, wasps, flies, ants. We don't want those so much, but the bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, all very much so, yeah.
And a lot of the time, people are often scared of bees and wasps and things. Mm-hmm. But if you understand what they're actually trying to do and why they're there, you can live with them, you can cohabitate with them, and understand that if they're a peaceful being and they're just trying to do their part in the environment and their little world.
Yeah. So that is Friday, April 5th at 1:30, Pollinators and Building Pollinator Habitats at the Extension office downtown Greenville, just off of Market Square to the south of Market Square. Business Skills Workshop is Thursday, April 11th, and that is here at A&M Commerce, and this is for all business owners, small business owners in particular, I guess.
And that's just a little program to help people understand a little bit more about what they can do to help grow their own business.
Forecasting is one of the things that is part of that, predicting where things are likely to go with your business in the future.
And one of the things that NRCS does a lot is when people come in, when they've newly purchased some land, people come in and they have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And so this program will help educate them on what they need to do so that they can help grow their land and their business. Mm-hmm.
So this is Thursday, April 11th at A&M Commerce. We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. Now, you're doing a program with kids in fourth grade called The Science of Agriculture. This is April 16th and 17th, and you're taking the kids out to the Top Rail Cowboy Church. But basically, you're just teaching them about agriculture.
So this is our annual event. This was a two-day event. This is where every fourth grader in the county comes, and we have a 10-station area where they rotate through 10 stations where they learn about agriculture and how agriculture influences their life every day. A lot of times, kids don't understand how everything impacts agriculture. Their food, their clothes, their paper, everything in your life is somehow related back to agriculture. And a lot of times children are not aware of that. So we take them it's a very quick, fast-paced educational setting where they rotate. And it's really fun. And it's a half-a-day program. We incorporate people from throughout the county. So they really do learn a lot. And we really enjoy having them. And it gets us involved with the kids. And it's a lot of fun.
That's kind of the getting right down to the very basic thing that you all are there for, right? Isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's really one of our favorite. It's a long 2 days, and we're always exhausted after it. But it's one of my favorite things each year that we do, because you really do see that. And we evaluate these things, and you can really see how much the children learn from before they come in till after they leave, of what they just really weren't aware of how agriculture impacts their daily lives.
Well, and kids are for the most part just pretty much removed from that.
And even in a rural setting, living here in Commerce where we are exposed to agriculture, there's so many things that they aren't aware of.
Not as much as you might think.
Right, correct.
Yeah. And then the Hunt County Fair is coming up. It's on the horizon, April 19th to the 28th.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of great great bands coming up. I saw that their opening night, they've got Randy Rogers, the Roger Krieger on the second night, of course, the Blandells, Bart Crowe, and then I saw Johnny Lee and the Restless Hearts. They've got a lot of great bands coming up. There's a few more. You can go to huntcountyfair.net to find out the schedule, livestock shows. There's a lot of youth that are involved this year, so it's going to be a really good time. It runs for 10 days.
Some big names there. Restless
there
Heart.
Some big names, yeah.
Johnny Lee.
In the last
Randy
few
Rogers.
Years, they've done a really great job of getting in a lot of known people out there. And the nights that if you go out there, it's just hard to kind of move through that little concert area.
Yeah. Well, it seems to have gone very well. The move from late summer to mid spring seems to have worked.
I think so. And the temperatures just make it a lot easier. It gets so hot in the summertime. People enjoy getting
true.
Out there.
Of course, you
get
do.
The rain every now and then. But
that's the trade off.
It's the trade off.
Right.
Yeah.
So April 19th to the 28th, Hunt County Fair taking place out near L3, across from L3 in Greenville. So, you guys have your calendar pretty full for
we
the next
do.
Month or so.
Yeah, it is. You know, the spring, and that's what I was telling someone the other day. I can't believe that we're already nearly through this semester.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.